It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome everyone. Nate Lull back with you tonight live from Bainbridge-Guilford High School as it's more Class C sectional action. Tonight it's the girls. Last night it was the boys as we had the Sydney boys defeating Oxford in the 5-12 game. Tonight we have the girls. It's the BG Lady Bobcats, the 5 seed and recently crowned back-to-back MAC champions, taking on the Unitego Lady Spartans. They come in with a record here of 10-9, and they are the 12 seed for tonight's game. Welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Of course, Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, for all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. And quickly, let's get in our Section 4 disclaimer that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. So let's look at the girls' bracket here. Of course, tonight we have several local teams playing in Class C. Bainbridge-Guilford, of course, hosting Unitego here tonight. The winner of this game will take on the winner of number 4, Watkins Glen, and number 13, Unadilla Valley. So the UV Lady Storm are currently out in Watkins Glen right now. And boy, folks, that just tells you how big Section 4 is. I mean, you're talking Watkins Glen. That's above Elmira. So you're talking a two and a half hour drive on a school bus for the Lady Storm to get out there to play that contest. And Watkins Glen at 13-5 is a very, very good team. I had a chance to talk with UV head coach Brandy Whitbeck earlier today, and she said, you know, we did play them last year. We know what they're all about, but again, they are a very talented team. So let's assume, perhaps, that the seeds hold true and Watkins Glen moves on past UV and Bainbridge passes Unitego. That would mean that BG would have to make the same trip out to Watkins Glen on Saturday at 7 p.m., that would be a tough, tough game, but if anybody has scouted, it would be Bob Conway, and he certainly knows a lot about Watkins Glen and what his team would need to do. Watkins Glen was the team they lost to in the Section 4 Class C Finals last year, so that would be a rematch of the finals, but this year it would be in the second round if all the seeds hold true. The other teams in Class C that are playing tonight, of course, are the Sydney girls. They are the 9 seed. They are out at 8th seeded Odessa Montour. We'll be bringing you updates from that game. And the 7th seeded Green Lady Trojans are about to tip off against number 10, Cander. Cander comes in with a record of 8-9. So those are the other teams tonight in Class C that are playing. Some other local teams tonight playing in Class D. 15th seeded Afton is at number 2, Delhi. That game is at 7 o'clock. Some other games to keep an eye on tonight here. There's several throughout Class D. If you're a fan of the Tri-Valley or the Delaware League, here are those matchups. Davenport, the 7th seed, is hosting 10th seeded Hunter Tannersville. Skenevis, the 6th seed out of the Tri-Valley, is hosting Roxbury out of the Delaware League, the 11th seed. South Courtright, defending Section 4 Class D champion, the 3 seed, is hosting number 14, Richfield Springs out of the Tri-Valley. Milford, the recently crowned Tri-Valley champion for the girls, is hosting number 13, Morris. Milford is the 4 seed. Lawrence, number 5, is hosting Hancock out of the MAC. That's the 5-12 game, and I do know that Lawrence was ahead by 11 at the halftime break there. Stamford and Gilboa, the 8-9 game out of the Delaware League. Of course, Stamford, a quality team that made it all the way to the Delaware League Championship, a game we had here on CDO last Friday night. Number 1, Southern Cayuga, is hosting number 16, Edmiston, out of the Tri-Valley League. Southern Cayuga plays in the IAC, which is the school, or the conference, I should say, where all these Ithaca schools play out of, the Trumansburg, the Watkins Glen, and it's just that Southern Cayuga is a little smaller, so come sectional time, they drop down into the Ds. So Southern Cayuga is shooting 75% in the first half, and they lead Edmiston 37-19 at the break. So we'll have tons of updates for you here throughout the Class C and Class D tournament. If you're a boys fan and you want to know who the Sydney boys are going to play, they're going to play the winner of Trumansburg and Spencer Van Etten, and that game is going on tonight as well. It was supposed to be yesterday, but was postponed by the weather. So we'll get you an update on that as well. Trumansburg is the 4 seed. Spencer Van Etten is the 13. So if the seeds hold true, Sydney on Friday night would be going out to Trumansburg. Again, another two-hour bus ride showing you how large Section 4 is. Well, our contest here tonight, I should get back to that, of course. Bainbridge-Guilford, the Lady Bobcats, who just won over Delhi 40-24, the MAC championship on Saturday up at Hartwick. We'll see how they come back from that. Of course, they've had a couple of days off from school. So it's always interesting when you're not in that normal school routine how you actually end up playing. But We'll see how the Lady Bobcats play here tonight. They won the first two meetings this year against Unitego, and you know the old saying, hard to beat a team three times in 1 year. Can Unitego come in here tonight and maybe pull off the upset? We will have to see. We'll take a quick break. We'll pause for the national anthem, and we'll come back. We'll get you all set here for the BG Lady Bobcats, the 5 seed, hosting the 12 seed, the Unitego Lady Spartans. And it's all here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. I'm Nate Lowell, and we'll be right back here with live Tri-County Basketball on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle to get you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Delhi Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowell with you here live on WCDO as we get you set here live from Bainbridge Guilford High School. As you can hear in the background, the BG Lady Bobcats being announced here in front of this packed house tonight at BG High School as we get set for Unitego girls taking on BG in the Class C Section 4 tournament. Let's do our starting lineup tonight. First for visiting Unitego, a senior number 21, Megan Faulkner, a senior number 22, Sam Picard, a senior number 23, Emily Slauson, a junior number 25, Hazel Hanel, and a junior number 34, Mariah Sullivan, for head coach Vicki Bean. On the other side for head coach Bob Conway for BG, they start with freshman number 11, Abby Selfridge, sophomore number 13, Jillian Canestra, junior number 22, Rebecca Reyes, a freshman number 23, Corey Thornton, a sophomore number 25, Megan Palmatier. If you're thinking it before I say it, you're right, folks. No seniors in the starting lineup, no seniors on this team for BG that's won back-to-back MAC championships. So the future is bright here for Bob Conway and the Lady Bobcats. Unitego, of course, on the other side, starting three seniors. Will this be their last game here tonight, or can they extend their season another game? Unitego is in the dark green uniforms tonight with the black and the white trim. Says Unitego in white lettering across the front of the uniform. They will go left to right to start it off. And BG on the other side in the home whites with the navy blue trim. Says Bobcats in navy blue lettering across the front of their uniform, they will go right to left. Selfridge, the freshman, recently named MAC MVP, will jump it up here for Bainbridge Guilford and Mariah Sullivan for Unitigo. And here we go. And Selfridge, much shorter than Sullivan, wins the opening tip. And the Bobcats will start off here going right to left. Unitigo falls into the 2-3 zone. And they pass to the far side here for Canestra. Now for Thornton. She'll pass to the high post for Palmatier. Kicks it back out, and they'll say it was a 3-second call here on the Bobcats. And this will give the ball right back to Unitigo. Just 15 seconds in. We're scoreless so far. And Heselhaina will bring it up the floor. A little full court man-to-man. Now BG will back it off, and Unitigo goes left to right. Here is Heselhaina. Passes down low, and it's intercepted here by Corey Thornton. And BG will come away as we bring it up the floor. Still scoreless in the early few seconds here of this contest. Rebecca Reyes to the right side for Canestra. Three-pointer straight away. Good. Jillian Canestra from downtown. And that's a way to start here for BG. They lead 3-0 with 7:10 to go in the first quarter. Left side. Here for Emily Slauson to the high post looking for Sullivan. Gets away down low, up and in. And Mariah Sullivan just got a great pass there from Slauson and then turned, and the defense was not behind her, and she was able to put it home. 6:55 to go first quarter. It's 3-2. Bainbridge Guilford on top of Unitigo. And to the right side, now to the high post for Selfridge. Kick back out Corey Thornton for a three. Rattled out. Rebound here for Slauson, and they will get Corey Thornton for an over-the-back call as Slauson was in great position there to box out. 6:44 to go first quarter. It is BG leading Unitigo 3-2. Girls Class C Section 4 tournament action in the first round. BG the 5 seed, Unitigo the 12. And Unitigo brings the ball up the floor. Crossing half court is Heselhaina to the left side. Haino with the ball. Bounce pass back for Slauson, who's pushed back up by half court. Now for Picard to the high post again for Sullivan. Back out for Slauson to the left side for Heselhaina. 10 on the shot clock. Haino lost the handle, has to track it into the corner. Now goes for Sullivan. Sullivan, the pull-up jumper is short. Not enough mustard on that one, and a rebound here for the Lady Bobcats. And Selfridge will bring it up the floor as BG leads 3-2. Selfridge, a bounce pass left side, wide open. Rebecca Reyes got it. Downtown for Rebecca Reyes, and you cannot leave her wide open, and it's 6-2. And that is not what Unitigo wants to see, Reyes getting hot early. And now a steal for the Bobcats at half court. Canestra picked one off. She finds Reyes again wide open in front of the Unitigo bench and cans another one. Rebecca Reyes with 6 points on 2 3-pointers. Timeout for Unitigo. BG with the early 9-2 lead with 5:48 to go in the first quarter. We'll be right back here on CDO.
You get up, you go out, and then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and re-enlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Arabido. Energy for every part of life.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Just got word from up the road that the Green Boys have defeated Groton in the Section 4 Class C Boys Tournament by a score of 74-56. So Green, the 3 seed, will advance to the second round. They will host 6-seeded Watkins Glen. So congratulations to the MAC champions, the Green Trojans. They're moving on. Back in this one, Slauson with a pull-up jumper for Unitigo. Off the mark, no good. Megan Faulkner, a rebound, and a jump ball is going to stay here with Unitigo. Just want to give a quick shout-out, speaking of the Faulkner family, Megan and Bailey's great-grandma, Joan Kite, listening all the way tonight from San Antonio, Texas, on WCDOSports.com. So thank you for tuning in here tonight. And just as I say that, Unitigo gets it in, and a jumper out of the inbounds play from Mariah Sullivan is good. And Unitigo cuts into the lead. It's 9-4. So it's BG 9, Unitigo 4, with 5:20 to go in the first quarter. And thanks for joining us tonight, Joan, all the way from San Antonio on WCDOSports.com. To the high post, back out for Reyes. Left side, 3, off the back rim, no good. Rebound, though, for Canestra. Canestra kicks it back up to Corey Thornton, and BG will reset the shot clock to the right side. Left side for Canestra. She's open for 3. Tries to go with the bank. It's no good. Bank is closed here, apparently, for BG, but they get their own rebound. Reyes to the right side again will reset. with 4:50 to go in the first quarter. It's the Lady Bobcats with a 9-4 lead. They skip it across for Reyes. A deep three right side, and that one is no good. The Bobcats may be a little trigger happy right now. Unitico finally cleans that one up, and they'll walk it up the floor with Hazel Hanel. Very dangerous point guard here for Unitico. Here is Hazel Hanel. Gets to the right elbow. The jumper, no good. Rebound loose, and Palmatier will scoop it up and pass one out for Selfridge, who will take her time bringing it up the floor. 4:20 to go, first quarter. Here's Selfridge into the paint. Pull-up jumper, got it. And Selfridge, her first bucket of the night. And it's 11-4, BG on top with 4:15 to go in the first quarter. And here is Hazel Hanel up the floor again for Unitego, trying to stay in this ball game. Out for Sam Picard for three. It's short, and another rebound for Selfridge. And Selfridge will bring it up the floor in a hurry this time for the Bobcats. Back out for Reyes. Reyes for Corey Thornton, 2-3 zone for Unitego as they continue the ball movement to the right side for Canestra. Step in three for her, got it. Canestra, her second three-pointer. So Reyes has six, Canestra has six, and it's a 10-point lead just like in a snap of the finger here for Bainbridge-Guilford. They lead 14-4, and it looks like at the next whistle, Bailey Faulkner will check in for Unitego. Here is Megan Faulkner down to the right low block. Nice little spin move, and the layup just won't go. Rebound for BG. They bring it up the floor. Here is Selfridge. Stops outside the three-point line. Will pass back off for Corey Thornton. Skips for Reyes left side. Deep three again. No good. Rebound for Sam Picard of Unitego. Picard is one of the players that's been shooting very well recently for the Lady Spartans. Let's see if she can get it going here tonight. I thought that would be one of the keys coming in. Slauson finds Picard, left side, back for Slauson. Bounce pass far side for Megan Faulkner, and the pass was a little too low. Went through her legs and out of play. Picard is going to come to the bench, and Bailey Faulkner will come in. And Faulkner giving them some nice size off the bench at 5'10". Only a sophomore. Bright future ahead here for Bailey. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. The BG Lady Bobcats, recently crowned MAC champions, they lead 14-4 over Unitego. Canestra, top of the key, finding Reyes, left side, wants that three, it's no good. So she made the first two, and since then she's missed a couple in a row, and the rebound is a jump ball, and the possession arrow is going to give it back to Bainbridge-Guilford. So BG has one foul, and that was on Canestra. Unitego with no fouls so far. BG gets the ball in, and Reyes with another three-ball opportunity, it's no good, and Bailey Faulkner scoops up the loose ball and the rebound here for the Lady Spartans. 2:35 to go in the first quarter, and BG with a 10-point lead, 14-4 over Unitego. Right side, and to the high post now for Unitego. They'll kick it back out left side. Slauson, 20-footer, no good. Rebound picked up there by BG. They'll say it was off the hands of Molly O'Hara. She couldn't quite hold on to it, and Unitego will have it underneath the basket at the left low block as they go left to right. Hazel Hanel will get it in and find Slauson, and she's fouled. It's going to be the second team foul here on BG. Let's see who this is on. This is on Selfridge. Abby Selfridge, her first foul. Palmatier is going to check in. Megan Palmatier comes in. Abby Selfridge goes to the bench. I think that's a good move. Protect her from maybe picking up a second silly one. And Unitego gets the ball in. Again, going left to right, they find Bailey Faulkner at the top of the three-point arch for Hazel Hanel. Down low, Megan Faulkner, turn around, spin move, left-handed hook won't go. Rebound for Sullivan, she's pushed to the floor and can't get the rebound, and BG comes away with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. They still have a 14-4 lead. Here's Corey Thornton, right side, back up for Canestra. Give and go back for Thornton from downtown, off the back rim. The rebound is pulled down by Molly O'Hara, though. Great job. Back to the top of the key, ball reversal here for BG. Now they go right back to the right side. 20 on the shot clock. Back out. Canestra downtown. Got it. And Canestra's got nine. And it's 17-4 with a minute 40 to go in the first quarter. Canestra with three from long distance. Here's Hazel Hanel down low. Megan Faulkner, right block is good. And Faulkner, her first 2 points of the night. It's 17-6 BG with a minute 25 to go first quarter. Canestra on the right side again, finding Corey Thornton. And Unitego's got to close out a little more on this 2-3 zone, stop some of this three-point shooting, as they have hit 5 3-pointers so far in the first quarter. Canestra finding Corey Thornton, little give and go. 10 on the shot clock, back for Corey Thornton. Now for Canestra, pump fakes, finds Reyes, left side, three ball, again, too hard, and a rebound for Unitego and a foul underneath the bucket. This one will be on Corey Thornton for BG. with a minute left in this first quarter, and it's going to be the second one on Thornton. So she will go to the bench, and Selfridge will come back in with a minute to go in the first. That's 17-6. BG on top of Unitego in the 5 versus 12 contest. And Hazel Haina will bring it up the floor here, and let's see what Unitego can do in the closing seconds of this first quarter. Here is Slauson. Bounce pass to the right side for Faulkner. Outside the three-point line. The pass is intercepted, though. 2-on-1 for BG if they can hurry. Here's Reyes. Give and go back for Canestra. Up and in. Canestra's got 11 to start the contest, and it's 19-6 with 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. And BG has come out red hot here. Hazel Hanel back the other way. Gets into the paint. Up and in. And Hazel Hanel puts it down, so it's 19-8. With 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Canestra, already with 11, brings it up the floor. Canestra to the right side, finding Selfridge. Give and go, shot clock is off. BG's going to play for the final shot of the first quarter. Now they get to the high post for Palmateer. Back out for Reyes. For Canestra, top of the key. She checks the clock, finds Reyes. Left side in front of the Unitego bench for three. The three ball is short. Palmateer goes up and can't get it to go at the buzzer. And that'll do it for the first quarter. BG leads Unitego 19-8 in girls. Section 4, Class C. Sectional action here tonight. We'll step away and we'll be right back with the second quarter coming up here on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks, as we get you set for the start of the second quarter. It is BG leading Unitego 19-8. The Lady Bobcats nailed 5 three-pointers in the opening quarter to jump ahead. And again, that out-of-town score that we just passed along, the Green Boys taking down Groton 74-56 in the boys' Class C bracket. So just some scores from here and from there. As we get back underway, Bailey Faulkner with a jumper, no good, left side, ball rolls out of bounds. Last touched here by Canestra of BG, so it will stay with Unitego. Jillian Canestra with 11 points and 3 three-pointers in the first quarter, and Rebecca Reyes with 6 points in the first quarter for BG. And now they get a rebound, and they'll bring it up the floor. Off of a Unitego miss. Here is Selfridge with the jumper. Straight away, no good. Ball is tipped out and taken away here by Hazel Hanel. Streaks down the floor. Finds Slauson. Good. Pump fake up and in. Emily Slauson makes it 19-10. And this will be a big quarter here for Unitego. They came out. They took a little punch in the mouth. And let's see how they will respond. As Palmateer gets to the bucket here. Left side. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Selfridge. Put it in and she's fouled. Selfridge now with 4 points. She makes that one for two, and she'll go to the line. And BG with a 21-10 lead with 7:12 to go in the second quarter. And Selfridge to the line looking for the three-point play. So, of course, the fouls reset now. Because of the girls' new rules, you get to 5 every quarter you will shoot. And that was the first foul of the evening there on Megan Faulkner. So Selfridge to the line, gets it to go. So Selfridge has got 5. Good to see her hitting from the line early, because there have been some games late in the season where she hasn't been hitting from the line. So when she makes that first one, it just seems to make the rhythm so much easier for the rest. As BG leads 22-10, 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. Now for Sullivan and for Bailey Faulkner, top of the key. Shot clock is down to 10. They find Megan Faulkner, have to get her going. A little 360 spin down low, and she's fouled. So 6:50 to go in the second quarter. And this is going to send Megan Faulkner into the line. And this will be the first foul on Abby Miller, who just checked in for BG. So here is Megan Faulkner to the line. She's already got 2 points tonight. And the senior looking to add to it here rattles it home. She's got three. She's had a great senior season. And she's hoping to get her team back into this contest, as they have lost to BG twice already this season. Faulkner cannot get the second one to go. Hit both sides of the rim before it popped out. And BG with the rebound. They bring it up the floor going right to left. They're in the home white uniforms with the navy blue trim. Unitico's in the dark green with the white and the black trim tonight. Here is Abby Miller, the left side. The jumper is good from the elbow for Abby Miller. And the sophomore, the junior, excuse me, puts it home. It's 24-11. Bob Conway not afraid to use his bench. He's getting some big contributions from them tonight and all season long. Slauson to the high post, finding Megan Faulkner. Great spin move. And maybe Faulkner's going to come alive as she buries that one, and she's got 5 points. 6:10 to go in the second quarter. It's BG 24 and Unitico 13. Selfridge with the ball at the top of the key, looking for options, as Unitico has switched it up to a man-to-man now on defense to try to make some pressure moves. BG going right to left. They have it on the left wing in front of the Unitico bench. Here is Canestro, closely guarded by Bailey Faulkner. Shot clock down to five. Selfridge with the ball. She gets a pick from Molly O'Hara. Steps up, foul line, jumper, no good. Rebound for Slauson of Unitico, and here come the Lady Spartans. 5:40 to go in the second quarter, and BG leads 24-13, but Unitico goes down low. Another spin move, little baby hook for Megan Faulkner, no good. Rebound, BG. And Canestra, already with 11 points, brings it up. Right side for Abby Miller. Little dribble drive, now back out, passing for Canestra. Canestra for Rebecca Reyes, down low for Selfridge. At the left low block, turnaround shot is no good. Ran into a wall of green and black and white defenders, but BG's able to get the rebound and a fresh shot clock, with coming up on 5 minutes to go before the halftime break. Selfridge with the ball. Right side, Molly O'Hara. Jumper is short. Not enough spice on that one. Rebound is loose on the floor, and Bailey Faulkner comes away for Unitico. Left side, coast to coast, up and can't make the left-handed layup. And a rebound for Rebecca Reyes. Boy, Faulkner did everything but finish on that one. It just wouldn't go down. The iron unkind. 4:45 to go, second quarter. It's BG leading 24-13. Right side for Molly O'Hara. Now back for Canestra. Three ball on the left side, no good, and Sullivan skies for a rebound. Quick outlet pass here for Hazel Hanel. And boy, folks, this is turning into a track meet. Lots of running and gunning, and now we'll have a whistle, as that is a traveling violation on Hazel Hanel as she shuffled her feet, got into the paint. And so checking into the contest now will be Palmateer for BG, as well as Jenna Nordberg, her first action tonight for the Lady Bobcats. 4:25 to go, second quarter. One team foul apiece on BG and one on Unitico. 24-13 the score. Palmateer, still with no points tonight, has the ball, wants it, steps in, 20-footer, it's short. Rebound for Megan Faulkner. And now the ball into the safe hands of Hazel Hanel, as she'll bring it up the floor and again crosses the big BG Bobcat logo as Unitico goes left to right. Now finding Slauson, top of the key, back for Faulkner. And Faulkner finds Hazel Hanel. Little post move down low, and that's Megan Faulkner putting it up and in, and she's got 7 points. 24-15, so Unitico keeping it right around 8 or 9 points. So I'd say they're one little run away from really cutting into the lead, but every time they do, BG finds a way to come up with a bucket. As they have the ball now in a 24-15 lead with 3:35 to go before the halftime break. Here is Palmateer. Unitico has done a nice job of keeping her to the interior. Left side for Nordberg. Five on the shot clock, stolen away by Hazel Hanel. Coast-to-coast layup is good. Hazel Hanel puts it down, and that's going to call a timeout here for head coach Bob Conway. He's seen enough, and we'll take a break. 3:20 to go, second quarter. It's BG 24 and Unitico 17. Girls Class C sectional action here tonight live from BG on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
3:20 to go in the second quarter. 24-17 is the score. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Unitigo. Again, it's the Section 4 girls tournament here in Class C. BG the 5 seed, Unitigo the 12. BG hit 5 3-pointers in the first quarter to give themselves a nice lead. But Unitigo trying to chip their way back into it here. The Lady Spartans won't go quietly. Palmateer right side for Bainbridge-Guilford. Gets into the paint and she's fouled by Mariah Sullivan. So this is going to be the third team foul here of the second quarter. And the first one on Sullivan on the evening with 3:01 to go in the second quarter. And BG gets it in, again going right to left, into the corner for Reyes, back out for Selfridge. As they continue to work it around, here's Palmateer again, top of the key. Back for Canestra, who's already got 3 3-pointers here tonight for the Lady Bobcats. Canestra thought about a fourth, but instead pulls it down. Now for Rebecca Reyes, back for Canestra. 10 on the shot clock. They skip one across for Abby Miller. Bounce pass down low for Selfridge. Back up for Reyes. NBA 3 right side. It was short, but a rebound for Selfridge, and they'll reset the shot clock with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Selfridge, left side, skips across the top of the zone as Unitigo was falling back into the 2-3 zone. They had switched it up and gone man-to-man for a little bit. Canestra, left side for 3, and we'll have a whistle there as her shot misses, but actually gets wedged in between the rim and the backboard. Boy, you don't see that very often. And it actually got stuck, and now they're going to have to bring out another ball just to pop it free. And you see this every once in a while in a game. It takes, you know, just the right amount of angle and force and all of that good stuff. And they're going to have to pop it out of here. Boy, this official is having trouble popping the ball free. Finally he does. And gets a nice round of applause here from the BG and Unitigo faithful fans. 2:19 to go in the second quarter. It's 24-17. Stay tuned for the halftime break. We'll keep you updated on all the out-of-town scores from Class C and D that we can get our hands on here tonight. So if you're looking for a particular game, we'll try to get you that score. So BG gets the ball in. They go right down low to Palmateer. She was wide open for the easy layup. And BG leads 26-17. First points of the night for Palmateer with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Left side here for Megan Faulkner. Spot up jumper. Left side baseline. No good. Rebound for BG. And Unitigo needs a stop here on defense as Canestra walks it across the BG Bobcats logo at half court. Palmateer at the foul line. Back for Canestra and for Palmateer. She wants that jumper. Takes it. It's short. And another rebound for Megan Faulkner. Outlet pass for Hazel Hanel. She streaks up the floor. So speedy and quick. But BG back on defense this time. Hanel with an excellent crossover, pulls up foul line jumper, no good, and Selfridge, another rebound. She is owning the glass tonight here for BG. Right side for Canestra, pump fakes, finds Abby Miller, who's getting some key minutes in the second quarter for the Lady Bobcats. 1:15 to go in the second quarter. Here's Palmateer, a little drive from the left wing side, no good. Did everything but finish, and Unitigo a rebound. 26-17 the score. Hazel Hanel with the ball, brings it up the floor. Hanel has it, and to the left side, as we hit 1 minute to go, this would be big for Unitigo if they could get a bucket here momentum-wise, going into the dressing room. Here is Slauson to the high post for Faulkner, dribble drive off the glass, no good, rebound is loose, and Reyes comes away with it for BG. Reyes down the left side, now she puts on the brakes and wants a good possession here for head coach Bob Conway. With 40 seconds to go, second quarter, it's 26-17, BG on top of Unitigo. Right side down low for Palmateer, up off the glass, can't get it to go. Sullivan a rebound, and she's fouled. A reach-in here on BG with 32 seconds left. That's going to be on Selfridge, her second. And Selfridge is going to come right to the bench here for protection from head coach Bob Conway. And so Molly O'Hara will check in. You do not want her to pick up a third right there before the end of the halftime break. And Bob Conway saying, why? Why do we need that foul? You could just see that look on his face as he goes to talk to Selfridge. 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. That's two team fouls apiece. And here we go. Hazel Hanel with the ball to the right side. Hanel outside the three-point line for Bailey Faulkner down low. Faulkner lost it. Ball is loose. Gets it back and into the corner for Hazel Hanel. 10 seconds to go in the second quarter. Hanel stops, pops, gets this one to go. Great job there by Hazel Hanel, and she's got six. And it's 26-19. Here comes BG. Can they get a shot at the buzzer? Palmateer for three. Got it! Megan Palmateer at the buzzer buries the three. And it's 29-19 at the break. Huge shot there for Palmateer. And it keeps BG with a 10-point lead at the halftime break. Our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll get you some out-of-town scores. And again, the halftime score here, BG 29, Unitigo 19. Halftime report coming up here on CDO.
You get up, you go out, and then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and re-enlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Marabido. Energy for every part of life.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Halftime here at Bainbridge Guilford Central School. It's the girls Class C tournament here in Section 4. It's number 5 Bainbridge Guilford with a 29-19 lead over visiting and number 12th seed, the Unitigo Lady Spartans. Got to give credit to Unitigo. They were chipping away, had it down to about 6 points. And then all of a sudden, BG is just finding ways to make shots, including Megan Palmateer with a three-pointer at the buzzer for BG, increasing it back up to 10 points. So heck of a game here so far. Unitigo giving it all they have, but BG just so many weapons out there. It's time for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, of course, brought to you by Marabito, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Let's go through our scoring summary here. First for Bainbridge Guilford, they are led by 11 points from Jillian Canestra, 5 from Megan Palmateer, 5 from Abby Selfridge, 6 from Rebecca Reyes, and 2 from Abby Miller. Of course, Canestra with 3 three-pointers in the first half, Reyes with 2, Palmateer with 1. So that's a huge first half from beyond the arc there for BG, totaling 6 three-pointers. Great job there shooting from long distance for the Lady Bobcats. On the other side for Unitigo, Megan Faulkner with 7 points, Hazel Hanel with 6, Mariah Sullivan with 4, and Emily Slauson with 2 there for Unitigo. So again, Unitigo got off to a little bit of a sluggish start, but then it was really Faulkner and Hanel who started to get things going. Again, they chipped it right down to a 6-point game, but every time they would get close and get a couple of steals, it seemed like BG would find a way to get a bucket. And that's what good teams do. I mean, BG just won the MAC championship. It's not like they're a slouch of a team, and they made it all the way to the Section 4 Class C finals a year ago. So it's one of those things. This is a quality team, even though they don't have a senior. They know how to play basketball. They play together all year round, and it shows in contests like here tonight. But Unitego giving it all they have, and I would not be surprised if they scrap it up here and get close again in the second half. We'll take a quick break here on our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. When we come back, we'll get you some out-of-town scores from around Class C and Class D. Boys and girls action here tonight. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Halftime here live from Bainbridge, Guilford. The BG Lady Bobcats with a 29-19 lead over Unitego in the Section 4 Class C Girls First Round Tournament. BG the 5 seed, Unitego the 12. And it's time for our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. And, of course, let's go through some out-of-town scores here that we have. We know that in the Class C Boys Tournament, this got postponed from last night, but the Green Boys, who are the MAC champions, of course, defeating Sydney on Saturday up at Hartwick, have won their first-round game against Groton, 74-56. So Green moves on to the second round. They will face Watkins Glen. That will be on Friday night, 7 o'clock, over in Green. They are going to host that one because they are the 3 seed. Watkins Glen is the 6. Some other scores to pass along. The Delhi girls playing in Class D have a 26-5 lead over 15th-seeded Afton at the end of the first quarter, so there's your score there. Skenevis is the 6th seed, Roxbury the 11 in Class D. They're tied up 25-25 at the half. In case you're looking for a Sydney girls update, Sydney is the 9. They had to drive 2 hours today to take on 8th-seeded Odessa Montour. They're tied up 12-12 at the end of the first quarter there. Some other games we'll be keeping an eye on. The Green girls are the 7th seed going up against number 10, Cander. That game is over in Green tonight off 206. So we'll keep an eye on that one. That one just getting underway as the boys' game was first. And, of course, 13th-seeded Unadilla Valley is at 4th-seeded Watkins Glen. I'm going to have some updates coming from that as well here tonight. The other local team that's playing is 14th-seeded Walton going up against 3rd-seeded Newfield in Class C. So we'll get you an update there as well. Back over to Class D real quick. We knew Southern Cayuga was ahead 37-19 over Edmiston at the halftime break. Edmiston, the 16 seed, Southern Cayuga, the 1. The Lawrence girls, the 5 seed, going up against the MAC 12th seeded Hancock Wildcats. Lawrence was up 30-19 at the break there. So those are your out-of-town scores. If you're looking for a specific one, you can find me on Twitter at Nate Lull. And, you know, I'll try to get you as many scores as we can by the end of the night. We're hoping to have everything plugged in and all our brackets up to date going into Friday and Saturday's games. Okay, we'll take a quick break here on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. BG Girls leading Unitigo 29-19. We'll be right back here with more local basketball tonight on CDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Just one final score to pass along. Lawrence Girls in Class D defeating Hancock 57-51. So the Lawrence girls move on. I bring that up because I'm sure there's a lot of MAC listeners out there wondering how Hancock is doing. So 57-51, the Lawrence girls hang on there. Watkins Glen with a 13-3 lead over Unadilla Valley at the end of the first quarter there. The winner of this game will play the winner of Watkins Glen and UV. So Watkins Glen ahead 13-3. And we'll get back underway here in the second half. It's going to be Unitigo with the ball going right to left, and they trail 29-19 here against Bainbridge-Guilford. And it's immediately stripped as Unitigo trying to go down low to Mariah Sullivan, but picked off there by Megan Palmatier. And let's see, BG with the ball now as they bring it up the left side of the floor. And BG is in the home white uniforms, the navy blue trim. They get it to Palmatier. Straightaway jumper for two. Palmatier puts it down. She's got seven. And it's 31-19 with 7.5 to go in the third quarter. And immediately Sam Picard is going to check in here for Unitigo at the next whistle. Hazel Hanel, a pull-up jumper from the foul line, is no good. Rebecca Reyes cleans up the loose change, and she'll bring it up the floor. And to the right side, Reyes is finding Canestra. Canestra for Selfridge, left side for Palmatier outside the three-point line. Palmatier thought about a three but didn't pull it. Instead goes to Reyes. Bounce pass down low. Selfridge, right low block, partially blocked there by Selfridge. And Selfridge will tip it away with 6:55 to go in the third quarter. And now Unitigo will come away with the ball. And here is Bailey Faulkner, left side, Emily Slauson. Jumper off the mark, no good. And Slauson will pick it back up. Slauson outside the three-point line. Goes down low for Megan Faulkner. Turnaround shot again, tipped out of bounds. They'll say it was last touched by Unitigo as they tried to save it. And the ball will go back to BG. So that's back-to-back possessions. The first one was by BG, and it was knocked out of bounds. And now down here, knocked out of bounds. Both ways, I thought maybe it was going to go to the other team, but it did not. So 6:40 to go in the third quarter. Unitigo is going to take a timeout, and we will as well. It's BG 31, Unitigo 19. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, BG taking it right to the rack here with Selfridge, and Abby Selfridge puts it up and in. She's got seven, and BG with a 33-19 lead with 6:20 to go in the third quarter. And now a steal by Canestra. Little full court pressure. Canestra for Reyes, ahead for Selfridge, up and in, and she's fouled. And Selfridge has got nine, and she'll go to the line. And it's the first foul of the second half on either side. Count the bucket. And Selfridge will go to the line here. And this one is going to be on Bailey Faulkner, her first, team's first in the quarter. 6:13 to go in this third quarter, and here is Selfridge at the line. The score is BG 35, Unitigo 19. Lady Spartans still have not scored here in the third quarter. Selfridge puts it home. She's the second player for BG into double figures. So Selfridge has got 10. And Bailey Faulkner brings it up the floor as Unitigo goes right to left. They're in the dark green uniforms, the white with the black trim. They have it left side for Sam Picard. A three-pointer is good. Sam Picard from downtown. We know she can shoot well from there. Just has to get it going, and that's her first bucket of the game. It's 36-22. BG with the ball going left to right. Canestra outside the three-point arch. Now down low again for Selfridge. She's fouled on the left low block there by Slauson. And Selfridge, even though she's a shorter player, she's just so strong when she gets the ball down low. And to think she's only a freshman, it has to give local coaches nightmares to think that this BG team is going to be together for the next couple of years with no seniors on this squad. So BG gets it in. Selfridge, top of the key for a three. Got it. And Selfridge has got 13. Unbelievable. BG 39. And Unitigo 22. That's probably the source of the nightmares right there, is Selfridge nailing three-pointers like that. She can go inside or outside. And now they go down low to Slauson. Unitigo with the ball. They go for Megan Faulkner now in the paint. Up and good. And Faulkner's got 9. She's having a whale of a game. And it's 39-24. 5:15 to go third quarter. Unitigo again, I said it in the first half, will not go quietly here against BG tonight. BG goes down low again. Selfridge up off the glass. The kiss, and it's good for Selfridge. She's got 15. And boy, she's unstoppable here to start the third quarter. It is 41-24 with 4:55 to go in the third quarter. Right side here for Hazel Hanel. Now for Picard. Left side for Bailey Faulkner. Faulkner back for Picard. Little give and go. Back for Faulkner. Left side. Baseline drive. Throws one up and in. And Bailey Faulkner, her first points of the night, and she's got 2. 41-26 the score. And back up the floor. Here comes Canestra. Left side for Corey Thornton. Down low again for Selfridge. Left-handed layup. No good. Palmateer is there to clean it up. She goes up. Can't get it to go. Rebound is loose and will roll out of play. No, Picard will save it for Unitigo. Back across for Hazel Hanel, where she's fouled by Rebecca Reyes. First foul of the second half here for BG. First one of the evening on Reyes. So two team fouls against Unitigo and one on BG in the third quarter with 4:20 to go. BG leading 41-26. Bailey Faulkner left side. Now finding Picard, top of the key. BG is in the man-to-man defense. Picard getting one back for Bailey Faulkner. 15 on the shot clock now for Hazel Hanel. Left side. Runs into a wall of BG defenders. Back out here for Bailey Faulkner. 10 on the shot clock. Drives down low. Tries a bounce pass to Megan Faulkner. Too far in front of her. Rolls out of bounds. And we'll go back to BG. Trying to go sister to sister there. And it just didn't work. And it rolled out of bounds back to the Bobcats. With 3:55 to go third quarter, it's 41-26. Here's Selfridge left side into the paint. Stops, pops, off the glass, and good. And Selfridge has got 17. Just a minute ago, she had 7, and she has just gone on a 10-point swing and is making it look easy. It's 43-26. 3:35 to go third quarter. Down low, Faulkner, turnaround shot, partially blocked. Gets her own rebound and muscles it home, and she's got 11. Again, Megan Faulkner, if this is going to be her last game, she is going to put up a ton of points, it seems, for Unitigo. It's 43-28 with 3:20 to go in the third. Selfridge tries to pass down low, but it's going to be a three-second call first on Palmateer of BG. And the ball is going to go back to Unitigo. And get it into Hazel Hanel, and she'll walk it up the floor with 3:15 to go third quarter. BG has really opened it up here. They lead 43-28. Left side for Bailey Faulkner. Now for Emily Slauson at the high post. She dribbles out of trouble. Goes down low for Megan Faulkner. Intercepted, though, by Rebecca Reyes before the ball could get there. And Reyes will bring it up the floor right side. Left side for Selfridge. Now for Palmateer. Pump fakes. Baseline drive. Little 360 spin off the glass and good. And Palmateer has got 9. And it's 45-28. 17-point lead here for BG with 2:45 to go third quarter. And here is Hazel Hanel trying to do all she can for Unitigo. Now for Sam Picard. At the high post, kicks out Bailey Faulkner for three. No good. Hazel Hanel the rebound, and she puts it in. BG did not box out, and Hazel Hanel made him pay. And it's 45-30 with 2:25 to go in the third. Looks like Mariah Sullivan will check back in at the next break here for Unitigo. And now a steal by Hazel Hanel. There's those quick hands. 2-on-1. Ahead for Bailey Faulkner, and she's blocked by Rebecca Reyes. And the ball's flying out of bounds. Great hustle back there by the Bobcats, and Reyes was just able to slap that one out of play. And now Bailey Faulkner will come to the bench as Mariah Sullivan will come in. And it was a good 2-on-1. Faulkner just unable to finish there, and Reyes just was able to get her fingertips on it. Megan Faulkner back out. Hazel Hanel, the jumper right side, no good. Rebound for Unitigo, gets it herself, puts it back up. A kiss off the glass, no good. And BG with the rebound. And Palmatier will bring it up the floor to the left side here for Canestra. Canestra looking for options with a minute 50 to go in the third quarter. Instead, she's just going to fire a three from straight away. No good. Rebound for Unitigo. Guess who? Hazel Hanel. She'll bring it up the floor. She's done a little bit of everything here tonight. Right side for Picard. Picard fires a three, and that one is short. Rebound for Megan Faulkner. She goes up. Can't get it to go. It's a slugfest down low, and somehow the Zebra crew doesn't call a foul on either side. Boy, it looks like a variety of fouls, but they all let them go. BG in transition. Corey Thornton for three. That one is no good. And a rebound again for BG to keep the ball alive on their own offensive possession. And now we'll have a whistle. With 1:19 to go here in the third quarter. And let's see. Looks like Zebra Crew going to come over here to the scorer's table here. And they're going to reset the shot clock and run a few more seconds off. I believe that it was reset a little too late. And so it'll go down to 17 seconds now. So they get that all cleared up, with Unitigo fans not pleased with that last non-call, I should say, where Megan Faulkner was hit on the way up for a layup. Either way, BG gets the ball back. Selfridge goes to the rim, can't get it to go, follows her own shot. It didn't hit the rim, though, so they're going to have to chuck one up. And Canestra from downtown, flapjacks on a Ferris wheel, and Canestra nails another three. She's got 14. 48-30 is the score. That one was from NBA range. She had to put it up because of the foul, the shot clock, I should say, and just swish from downtown. 55 seconds to go. It's 48-30 here in the third quarter. That's the kind of night it's been for BG there, hitting from long distance. Unitigo gets it in, and they try to get it to the high post here from Ryan Sullivan. Lost it in between her legs, and it rolls out of play. Back to BG. 51 seconds to go, third quarter. And here comes Bainbridge Guilford with the ball up the floor to the left side. Here is Canestra. Over the half-court timeline, finds Palmatier. She wants to take her defender to the basket, and now they'll say she traveled with 38 seconds to go, third quarter. And 48-30 is the score. And Unitigo will get the ball back. Palmatier is going to come out. Molly O'Hara is going to check in. Both teams with two fouls apiece up on the board, but of course that will get reset as we start the fourth quarter. Hazel Hanel to the right side. Hanel skips it across into the high post. Ball is loose. Lawson comes away. Reyes and her get tied up. Jump ball is going to give possession back to BG. And so the Lady Bobcats, it looks like, if they want, can play for the last bucket of the quarter here, or at least a last chance at a bucket here in the quarter. And Selfridge will bring it up the floor herself. Again, the luxury of having Selfridge, a freshman, the league MVP, can take it inside, can take it outside, does a little bit of everything. 15 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Corey Thornton, give and go with Selfridge, back to the right side. Selfridge, a kick out for Reyes for a three, no good. Rebound, Molly O'Hara, 8 seconds left. BG's O'Hara takes it back out, the jumper, no good. Rebound for Hazel Hanel, but she's not going to have time to get a shot off, and that's going to do it. She throws one up from half court, but it was after the buzzer. And the end of the third quarter, it's 48-30. BG on top. Fourth quarter coming up here on CDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, folks, welcome back. All roads are pointing to whoever wins this contest here tonight. Maybe it'll be Bainbridge Guilford. They might have to go to Watkins Glen, as the Watkins Glen girls are at 27-8 over UV at the start of the third quarter there out in Watkins Glen. If you're looking about the UV boys, wondering about them, 27-12 is the score there. So 48-30 is the score here as we start the fourth quarter again. UV is trailing 27-8 at the halftime break. And so Bainbridge Guilford may be heading there if they can win this contest here, but I guarantee you Unitico is going to give them everything they can here in the fourth quarter. These three seniors out on the floor, Picard as well as Slauson and Megan Faulkner, will do everything they can in their power to bring Unitico back in this game. They trail by 18 to start the fourth quarter. Slauson to the right side finds Hazel Hanel. It would be good for a good opening bucket here for Unitico for their confidence if they can get it. Faulkner down low and she's fouled. She'll go to the line. Let's see who this one is on. It could be on Reyes or Selfridge. And let's see who they get here. Actually going to be on Canestra, who was sliding over on defense. That's her second. Team's first in the fourth quarter. Megan Faulkner with 11 points will head to the charity stripe here for the Lady Spartans. The first one up and good. So Megan Faulkner with 12, and it's 48-31 with 7:40 to go, fourth quarter. Faulkner to the line, second one coming, and this one is up and good. So Faulkner now with 13. She's had a nice little evening here, and it's 48-32. The fifth-seeded BG Lady Bobcats on top of the 12th-seeded Unitico Spartans. Section 4 Class C opening round of the girls' tournament here on CDO tonight. Selfridge left side for Reyes. Outside the three-point line for BG as they go left to right. Back for Palmatier, who's got 9 points tonight so far for BG. Finding Selfridge in the paint. Goes up and she's fouled. She'll go to the line. So Selfridge has got 17. And the freshman here looking to add to it from the foul line. Again, the MAC League MVP was named on Saturday as the BG girls won the tournament with a 40-24 victory over Delhi in the championship contest. Selfridge makes the first one. Set it right off the top of the broadcast. It's like if she makes that first foul shot, she seems to find her confidence the rest of the way. Unitico's going to take a timeout, so when we come back, Selfridge will be back at the line. 7:19 to go, fourth quarter. It's BG 49, Unitico 32 here on CDO.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Delhi Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Second foul shot just up and through the net there for Selfridge. She's got 19. And BG leading Unitico 50-32 here in Girls Class C Section 4 tournament action. And here is Hazel Hanel back to the top of the key for Emily Slauson. Unitico going right to left. Sullivan, a pull-up jumper from the foul line. No good. Hazel Hanel, the rebound, goes into the land of the trees, gets it and puts it up. Shortest girl in there, somehow comes down with it, puts it home. She's got 10. BG up the floor. Here is Reyes with the ball left side. BG going left to right. 6:45 to go, fourth quarter. It's BG 50, Unitico 34. Palmatier now, top of the arch, looking for options. 15 on the shot clock, finding Selfridge. Unitico still in the man-to-man. Palmatier wide open, and a long two-footer, or two-pointer, I should say, is good, and Palmatier has got 11. And it's 52-34, so that's three players in double figures here for BG. Left side for Faulkner. Pull-up jumper for Unitigo. No good. Another rebound here for Palmateer. And Canestra streaking ahead for BG. Again, for Palmateer. And she's left wide open. Instead, will pump fake and goes down low, and she's fouled. Sullivan with a reach-in. And that's going to be the third team foul against Unitigo here in the quarter. There's one against BG and three now against Unitigo, and that's the third foul against Sullivan. So she will have a seat, and Sam Picard is going to check back in. Now a timeout is taken on the floor with 6:08 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 52-34. BG on top of Unitigo, and we'll take a break as well. You're listening to live Tri-County Hoops tonight on WCDO.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
6:08 to go in the fourth quarter, live from Bainbridge-Guilford Central School. It's BG, the 5 seed, leading the 12th seeded Unitigo Lady Spartans 52-34. Impressive showing tonight here so far for BG. Canestra, left side, she wants another three, and it rattles out. Palmateer, a rebound, puts it up, and just can't get the left-handed layup to go. And now Hazel Hano with a rebound, and she'll streak forward. To the right side, finding Sam Picard. A long two is short. Megan Faulkner is there to clean it up. Can't get it to go. Slauson a rebound. Kicks it back out for Picard. And Unitigo will set it up. Again, down low for Faulkner. Little baby hook right side. No good. Slauson a rebound. Off the glass. Rattles out. And won't go. And a rebound for BG. Great possession there for Unitigo. They just could not get the shot to go. 5.5 to go, fourth quarter. And BG leading 52-34. Selfridge with the ball to the right side. Selfridge finding Corey Thornton. Passes down low for Palmateer. A great cut, and the left-handed layup won't go. But guess who's there? Selfridge with the rebound and spins it back out. And just when you think Unitigo's going to have a rebound, it seems like Palmateer or Selfridge is right there to take it away. Selfridge, step-in jumper, got it. She's got 21. And Selfridge is having a whale of a game here. It's 54-34 with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Bailey Faulkner, left side drive on the baseline. No good. Megan Faulkner, the rebound. She can't get it to go. Tries again. It's tipped. She wanted a foul and won't get it. And BG comes away with it. They have a 20-point lead. And Selfridge with the ball down the left side with 4:45 to go, fourth quarter. Here is Palmateer, left side for Canestra. Canestra, who's got 14, bounces off for Reyes, who's got 6. Down low for Selfridge, off the glass and in. And Selfridge has got 23 points. And BG leads 56-34 with 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Right side for Hazel Hanel. Top of the three-point arch. Gets into the paint. Back out. Faulkner, little 15-footer, no good. Selfridge, a rebound. And she is doing it all here tonight on the floor, folks. Selfridge down the floor, into the paint, pulls up, stops, pops, and gets it. 25 now for Selfridge, and she's really leading this BG team here tonight. It's 58-34 as we come up on 4 minutes left here in the contest between Unitigo and Bainbridge-Guilford. Again, opening round of the Class C Section 4 Girls Tournament. Hazel Hanel at the foul line, in the paint, little Dr. J running floater hook, and she gets it. And Hazel Hanel's got 12. So Megan Faulkner with 13, Hazel Hanel with 12 to lead Unitigo with 3:40 left. 58-36 the score. Here's Palmateer, closely guarded by Unitigo's Bailey Faulkner. Back for Canestra, finding Reyes left side. Good jab move. Kicks it out for Palmateer. Palmateer into the paint, little running jumper, and she's fouled there by Bailey Faulkner, and Palmateer will go to the line with 3:28 to go in the fourth quarter. So you have Abby Selfridge with 25, Jillian Canestra with 14, Megan Palmateer with 11, Rebecca Reyes with 6, Abby Miller with 2. That's the scoring summary here tonight for BG. And to the line, Palmateer cannot get the first one. A little bit too much hot sauce on that one. Bounces off the back rim. And Palmateer will go to the line once again. Canestra and Reyes come to the bench. And checking in now will be Abby Miller, of course, who was playing earlier in the contest. As Palmateer makes the second one, she's got 12. Also, Erica Selfridge, the seventh grader, checking in. Younger sister of Abby Selfridge. So the two Selfridge sisters are out there. Sydney is up 29-24 over Odessa Montour in the third quarter. Just the update for you there. As Sam Picard with the straightaway three. And Picard has got six. And a nice job by Sydney on the road there if you're trying to keep track of that score. Sydney, the 9 seed, at Odessa Montour, the 8 seed. Trying to pull the upset there. And back the other way, Corey Thornton from downtown. She nails the three-pointer. And Thornton, her first points of the night. So it's 61-39. Timeout taken by Unitego. Some of the BG starters coming out of this one with 2:56 to go, fourth quarter. It is Unitego trailing BG 61-39. We'll be right back here on CDO.
You get up, you go out, and then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and reenlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Arabido. Energy for every part of life.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
2:56 to go here in the fourth quarter. Welcome back. Bainbridge Guilford trying to punch their tickets to the second round. And boy, if they punch them, it looks like they might have a 2-hour bus ride to take out to Watkins Glen, the 4 seed, BG the 5 seed. Watkins Glen was ahead, a hefty lead over Unadilla Valley, 27-8 at the halftime break. UV, the 13 seed, that came out in Watkins Glen tonight. So that would be a rematch of last year's Section 4 Class C girls final, which was played down at the arena. This year they would meet in the second round if everything holds true. So 2:55 to go in the fourth quarter. BG leading Unitego 61-39. And again, the Lady Spartans giving it everything they have here tonight. And just some cold shooting in the third quarter has been their Achilles heel. Here's Hazel Hanel trying to change that in the paint. Can't get it to go. A rebound is up for a jump ball, and it's going to go back to Bainbridge Guilford. Selfridge and Slauson were both grabbing a hold of that one, and no one was going to let it go. Here's the team foul situation in the fourth quarter. Unitego with 3, BG with 1. So 2:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Selfridge is the only starter left out on the floor now for BG. And here is Erica Selfridge, the seventh grader, younger sister of Abby Selfridge, who has the ball. Here's Molly O'Hara finding Jenna Nordberg, the sophomore who's checked into the game. Now Erica Selfridge, left side, looking for options, finding Abby Miller with 5 on the shot clock. They get it, and in the paint, up, and the shot no good from Abby Selfridge. Erica Selfridge with the rebound with 2:10 to go. So the Selfridge sisters, I'm sure, are going to be the huge and bright future here for head coach Bob Conway. Doing it together here early in their careers. Ninth grader and a seventh grader. Erica Selfridge, step back, three-pointer, she got it. Erica Selfridge from downtown, and she puts it in. That should be her first varsity points. Congratulations to her. Abby Selfridge is going to check out of the game now. And so all these starters are out of the contest here. With 1:54 to go in the fourth quarter, Abby Selfridge is going to finish tonight with 25, and younger sister Erica making a three-pointer. That's her first three. So it's 64-39, just a seventh grader. Congratulations to her. 1:50 to go in the fourth quarter. And Unitego with the ball going right to left. Here is Beth Carey, one of the fellow seniors out now for Unitego, and head coach Vicky Beans. The shot from Hazel Hanel is up and no good. The rebound was brought down by BG, but Molly O'Hara had her tippy toes on the end line, so it's going to go back to Unitego with a minute 39 to go. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream, as always, brought to you courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. So Unitico gets the ball in. Megan Faulkner puts it up and in. She's got 15. So 1:25 to go, fourth quarter, 64-41 the score. BG with the ball going left to right. And here is Erica Selfridge, the seventh grader, dribbling out some time on the clock with 15 seconds left on the shot clock. Working it for Molly O'Hara, left side. Pump fakes, lost it, gets it back at half court. Five on the shot clock. They go down low for Erica Selfridge off the glass, and she's fouled. She'll go to the line. So Erica Selfridge now will shoot two with a minute four to go. Great to see some of these kids who have been JV call-ups get into the game. And I got to tell you that they played some big minutes as well in the championship game. BG normally only carries eight players, as Selfridge will miss the first one. They got into some foul trouble early in that MAC championship contest against Delhi. Erica Selfridge was right out there in the thick of it as a seventh grader in the MAC championship. And I think, you know, it was just kind of forced upon head coach Bob Conway, the player, to keep some of the starters out of foul trouble. Picard is going to come out along with Emily Slauson, and those two have been great players for Unitego throughout their careers. And I just want to say thank you to them for being great to work with in terms of what we needed from them for the radio. Second one for Erica Selfridge, up and good. She's got four. So it's 65-41, 55 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Pass down low for Megan Faulkner, up and in. And she has got 17, and she's going to cap her career with a nice night here tonight for the Lady Spartans. 45 seconds left. Here's Erica Selfridge, gets into the paint, kicks it out, but it's intercepted here by Unitego. And Megan Faulkner, 40 seconds left here in her senior season, brings it up. Hazel Hanel, dribble drive off the glass, and good. And she's got 14. 30 seconds left now. BG leads 65-45. And Erica Selfridge dribbling out the clock, finding Molly O'Hara on the left side. O'Hara picks it up, 20 seconds left. Back for Jenna Nordberg. Nordberg with the ball. Back up for Erica Selfridge for three at the top of the key. No good. 10 seconds left. Unitego with one final rebound. And up off the glass. And good for Hazel Hanel. Hanel's got 16, and she's going to go to the line. So 5 seconds left. And again, I said Unitego was going to play hard right down to the final whistle, and that is true here tonight. So it's 65-47. And Hazel Hanel to the line here, trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play for Unitego. Again, they would not go quietly, and they fought hard the whole way as Hanel puts it in. So you got Faulkner with 17 and Hazel Hanel with 17. And BG brings it up the floor. They are going to move on to the second round with a 65-48 victory here tonight over Unitego. So the 5-seed BG has played their last game, most likely at home, and it looks like we'll advance to take on Watkins Glen in the second round on the road. But that will not be confirmed because Watkins Glen and Unadilla Valley still in the third quarter there, but Watkins Glen ahead by quite a bit at the moment. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get you your scoring summary, and we'll wrap everything up here and give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Again, the final score, BG defeating Unitego in girls Section 4 Class D action, 65-48. We'll be right back on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600. And let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. 65-48, the BG girls defeating Unitego here tonight to advance in the Section 4 Class C girls tournament. And Watkins Glen is leading 46-15 over Unadilla Valley in that other contest. So it certainly looks like we might have BG taking on Watkins Glen. Again, a rematch of the finals last year in the second round. It looks like that won't be confirmed until the end of the fourth quarter out there in Watkins Glen. But maybe you got to fuel up the car and take a trip if you're a BG fan out to Watkins Glen. That game will be on Saturday at 7 o'clock. So again, our final here, 65-48. Bainbridge-Guilford defeating Unitego. Let's go through the scoring summary here tonight. 25 points. That's a game high for Abby Selfridge tonight for Bainbridge-Guilford. 14 for Jillian Canistra, 12 for Megan Palmatier, 6 for Rebecca Reyes, 4 for Erica Selfridge, the 7th grader getting in and getting some points, including a 3-pointer. 3 from Corey Thornton and 2 from Abby Miller. On the other side for Unitego, 17 points apiece for Megan Faulkner and for Hazel Hanel. Great job by them. 6 points for Sam Picard, 4 for Mariah Sullivan, 2 for Emily Slauson, and 2 for Bailey Faulkner here tonight. Let's do our three awards here, of course, for offense, defense, and all-purpose. First, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports for more than 150 years. NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. I think no question tonight, 25 points from Abby Selfridge. She easily is a great choice for the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here tonight. Just a great job, many rebounds, and did a little bit of everything. But again, 25 points, Abby Selfridge, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Next, the NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance. Our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Going to give this one tonight to Megan Faulkner, 17 points from Unitego. Did a great job here tonight. You could have given it to Hazel Hanel or Megan Faulkner. Did a good job down low for Unitego, guarding some of the BG bigs, and really made a couple of nice block shots down low as well. So Megan Faulkner is our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season, reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. Give that one to Jillian Canistra tonight. 14 points here for Canistra of Bainbridge-Guilford. Came out and hit three threes in the first quarter, had 11 points overall in that first quarter, ended up with a total of 14. Just did a great job here tonight. Of course, hit 4 3-pointers. So a great night for Jillian Canistra. Again, just a sophomore wearing number 13. She is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight. So that's going to do it for our broadcast. Again, 65-48 is the final. The BG girls taking down Unitego. And I just want to say thank you to all the Unitego girls who have been such a great pleasure to work with here over the years. Slauson, Faulkner, Picard, they have all been a great group here for this Unitego team. You hate to see it end, but this time of year, that's what happens, is you go out and if you lose a ball game, sometimes your season is done and you move on to the spring sports and maybe your career is over. But they were all great representatives here for Unitego over the years. So again, congratulations on a great season, a great career, and a big thank you to them. 65-48 is our final. BG is not done yet. They'll move on to the second round, and we'll see how far Bob Conway can take it here for his BG Lady Bobcats. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios. We'll have more games for you later this week. Check back to WCDOsports.com for our full schedule. We'll have games on Friday and I believe Saturday as well. Just depends on some of the matchups where we will be going. So check out WCDOsports.com for more information. BG Girls take down Unitego 65-48. I'm Nate Lull, and have a great night from CDO Sports.